USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Here's your coronavirus update from around the world. Britain is temporarily releasing about 4,000 inmates to ease crowding and slow the spread of the new coronavirus in their prisons. According to official figures, 88 inmates and 15 prison staff have tested positive for COVID-19. Italy's commissioner for the new coronavirus crisis has defended the government's response amid criticism of slow and insufficient distributions of ventilators and personal protective equipment for healthcare workers. And Serbian streets have emptied as a tightened curfew took effect as part of measures designed to curb the spread of the new coronavirus. The government extended the ban from 1 p.m. to 5 a.m. to prevent people from leaving their homes. And the U.S. Embassy in Russia says it's trying to arrange a charter flight to repatriate Americans, but warns it will be the last flight for some time. This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Top leaders in Congress made it clear there'll be another coronavirus rescue package amid the stark need for federal resources to fight the pandemic and the economic crisis. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi have started to outline fresh priorities, signaling a potential thaw to the sniping and an opportunity for renewed bipartisan ground. McConnell said in an interview with the Associated Press there will absolutely be a next measure and said that health care must be at the top of the list. McConnell said Congress should focus on correcting any shortcomings in the just-passed $2.2 trillion aid bill and rely on healthcare experts for solutions to wipe out the virus. Nancy Pelosi said the next coronavirus aid bill should continue to build on the bipartisan relief bills that Congress has passed so far. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Firearm sales and federal background checks for purchases soared to all-time highs in March as the coronavirus pandemic brought buyers out in record numbers, even though gun dealers were included in orders shutting down businesses in a number of states. The FBI conducted 3.7 million background checks last month, according to the latest figures. That's the highest total since the National Instant Check System for Buyers was launched in 1998, and 1.1 million higher than the number conducted in March of 2019. The March figure also topped the previous high of 3.3 million set in December 2015 after the Obama administration raised the prospect of restricting assault weapons after the deadly mass shootings in San Bernardino, California. A record-long streak of U.S. job growth ended suddenly in March after nearly a decade as employers slashed hundreds of thousands of jobs because of the viral outbreak that has all but shut down the U.S. economy. The unemployment rate jumped to 4.4% from a 50-year low of 3.5%. The job loss of 701,000 was reported by the government the worst since the depths of the Great Recession in 2009, and it's still just a small indication of what may be to come. For the April jobs report that will be released in early May, economists expect as many as 20 million job losses and an unemployment rate of over 15%, which would be the highest since the 1930s. Remember, you can stay updated anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.